I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump said on Twitter Monday that an American oil worker held captive for 18 months in the Middle East has been released and reunited with his wife and children. Trump praised the United Arab Emirates for helping to free Danny Burch, who was abducted by unidentified gunmen on a busy street in Sana'a, the war-torn Yemeni capital, in September 2017. Burch later was taken to Oman in January 2018, accompanied by a Houthi negotiator. There were no immediate details on the release of Burch, who's in his mid-60s. He was working as an engineer at a Yemeni oil company at the time of his abduction, which was carried out in broad daylight. Somali officials say al-Shabaab militants shot dead 9 civilians in a suburb of Mogadishu Monday. Officials say the militants attacked 11 civilians who were cleaning the streets and started shooting them in Lafol suburb in the lower Shabelle region. Lafol is about 20 kilometers west of Mogadishu. The regional governor told VOA Somali that six women and 3 men were killed by the militants. The other 2 workers were injured in the attacks. Barre said the militants don't want the people to clean the streets because they use the garbage, trees, and undergrowth to disguise their improvised explosive devices. The United States military, meanwhile, reported carrying out 4 new strikes against al-Shabaab in the lower Shabelle region. The U.S. Africa Command said the strikes targeted al-Shabaab's facilities and checkpoints in Kunyabaro, Janal, and Aldegi, killing 2 militants. The al-Shabaab militant group claimed the 2 people killed were civilians, including a child. The U.S. military said no civilians were killed or injured in the strikes. This is VOA News. Hundreds of women and children boarded trucks and evacuated the final piece of land still held by the Islamic State terrorist group on Monday, prolonging the more than week-long exodus and delaying the U.S.-led coalition's final assault on the last shred of the terror group's self-declared caliphate. Observers on the ground outside the village of Baghouz in Syria said the latest evacuation included a convoy of about 25 vehicles carrying mostly family members of IS fighters to the nearby Al-Hol camp for displaced persons in northeastern Syria. Pakistan has decided to allow hundreds of thousands of Afghans residing in the country as legal refugees to open accounts in local banks that lets them formally participate in the national economy. The country hosts more than 1.4 million registered Afghan refugees. That makes Pakistan one of the largest refugee-hosting nations in the world. The international arms control system is facing collapse. That word from the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. He urged on Monday that Russia and the U.S. stop the imminent demise of a crucial nuclear treaty. Guterres used an address to the UN's Conference on Disarmament to warn that one of the cornerstones of diplomatic achievement over the last half century, arms control, was in, quote, grave danger. The Trump administration stands with the U.S.-recognized interim of President of Venezuela, Juan Guaido, 100%. That from the Vice President Mike Pence on Monday as he announced new financial assistance for the Venezuelan people. He spoke following a trilateral meeting in Bogota, Colombia, with Guaido and Colombia's President Ivan Duque. Pence said disputed Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro must go. He told Guaido, "We stand with you, and along with all the nations gathered here today, we will keep standing with you until democracy and liberty are restored." The United States has expressed its, quote, deep concern about Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir's declaration of a 1-year nationwide state of emergency amid growing anti-government protests. U.S. Acting United Nations Ambassador Jonathan Cohen spoke to the U.N. Security Council on Monday. He said, "We're deeply concerned about the declaration of a national state of emergency, and we call on the government of Sudan to respect the rights of all individuals in Sudan." You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.